You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. It's time for our weekly movie review, the first one to kick off 2019. Film guru Casey T. Allen joins us. Happy New Year, Casey. Welcome back.
Thank you so much.
And you saw the movie Vice starring Christian Bale. We're hearing a lot about this movie and his performance. What did you think?
Vice is a biographical film that chronicles the life and career of Dick Cheney, who has often been named by historians as the most powerful vice president in U.S. history. From getting DUIs in his rural youth to starting out as a congressional intern in Washington, D.C. in the 1960s, this film does a compelling and efficient job at showing the various stages of Cheney's career before he became vice president under George W. Bush from 2001 to 2008. Written and directed by Oscar winner Adam McKay, Vice might seem one-sided to some viewers. Through jarring music cuts, swift editing, and darkly acute writing, Vice has an enthusiastic comedic edge that is illuminating at times and infuriating in others. Oscar winner Christian Bale plays Cheney in a fully realized transformation of a quiet man with a matter-of-fact worldview, grumbly voice, and ruthless ambition, whose political decisions are still reverberating in our country today. Vice gets a little heavy-handed at the end. It could have been a bit more balanced if this man's unlikely political journey had more of his own humanity included.
A mild recommendation, maybe?
It's too great of storytelling to be mild. It really was very well told.
Well, it's award season right now, and the Oscars are not far away. It's up for many awards. What are the Oscar chances?
Big. It has a big chance in every category.
All right. Thanks for being here, Casey.
My pleasure.